Folks, Alabama's most colorful and gregarious governor and politician in state history was the legendary Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim was called Big Jim because he was 6'9" tall. Big Jim was sworn in for his first term in early 1947, and he immediately began work on his famous farm-to-market road program. This is the work he's most remembered for today. And then after sitting out 4 years, he entered the governor's race again in 1954. Big Jim beat 3 state senators, the president of the Public Service Commission, and the lieutenant governor without a runoff. He beat them with his legendary suds bucket by mopping up and cussing the lying big city newspapers and by challenging the big mules of Birmingham. When opponents charged in his first administration had been laced with corruption, Big Jim responded by saying, "Sure, Big Jim stole. I stole to build hospitals. I stole to build schools. I stole to build roads." And pointing to his overalls wearing members of his campaign audiences, he'd say, "That crowd I got it from, you had to steal it to get it from them, because I stole for you and you and you." Big Jim was the epitome of unbridled candor. He would say what was ever on his mind. Late in his second term, he'd been on a week-long trip to the port city of Mobile with his buddies. But he had to come back to Montgomery to give a speech to the National Convention of the American Textile Manufacturers Association. It was a big and distinguished crowd of executives from all over the country, and they were meeting in Alabama. So the governor was to give them an official welcoming speech. While Big Jim was vacationing in Mobile, somebody in his office had written him a real nice speech. But Big Jim had never seen the speech prior to getting up to address the audience. The troopers drove him up to Montgomery, walked in, got the speech, and started reading the speech. And it sounded somewhat dry and full of statistics. Big Jim was dutifully reading, "We want to welcome y'all to Alabama. Alabama's truly a textile state. We got 200,000 people employed in the textile industry, and it means $40 million to our economy. We produce 4 million articles a week." At that point, Big Jim looked up from his reading and says, "I'll be doggone, I didn't know that." He threw his speech up in the air and said, "Oh, what y'all want to hear? Not those statistics. What y'all want to hear is about trying to impeach old Big Jim. They're always trying to impeach Big Jim. They're trying to set a trap for old Big Jim. Well, they got a room in downtown Montgomery. In that room, they got whiskey. They got the best whiskey money can buy. They got scotch. They got bourbon. They got vodka. And they want to get Big Jim in that room and get him drunk. And next room, they got women. They got blondes, brunettes, and redheads. Best looking women you've ever seen. And they want to get old Big Jim in that room and get him in that trap." He said, "You know what, fellas? If they bait a hook with whiskey and women, they'll catch old Big Jim every time. I'm going down there right now. I'll see y'all later." Thank y'all for listening. ¶¶